The Dambusters were not all British. Of the 133 crew aboard the 13 Lancaster bombers that attacked hydroelectric dams in the Ruhr Valley, Germany in 1943, 29 were Canadian. 14 were killed and one was taken prisoner of war. 4 were killed later in the war. 617 Squadron was comprised of airmen from the Royal Air Force, the Royal Australian Air Force, the Royal New Zealand Air Force and the Royal Canadian Air Force. 50% of the Canadians who took off on the mission did not return. One member of the RCAF was an American. The last Canadian survivor of the raid, Fred Sutherland, died at age 95 in 2018. The last survivor, an RAF member, passed away December 7, 2022 at age 101. He was the bomb ame in the aircraft piloted by the American member of the RCAF. Gerald Pash, Victoria. Don't forget Ken Brown in Lancaster Story. Re. Part of Old Lancaster on display for film showing, January 25. I was a navigator in the Royal Air Force during the Second World War. Upon my arrival in Canada, I joined the Greater Vancouver branch of the Air Crew Association and ultimately became president from 2000 to 2002. The story on the Lancaster states that British pilots attacked hydroelectric dams. Whilst the article may mean pilots of the British Air Force, I would like to state that one of the members of our association, who was also a colleague of mine, namely Ken Brown, was a Canadian pilot drafted to 617 Squadron for that detail and for which he was awarded the Conspicuous Gallantry Medal. Ken became the last of the Dambuster pilots to pass away. I attended his memorial service and ultimately gave all the details plus his photo to the BC Air Museum, but to my knowledge nothing of this has ever been displayed. I have brought this up many times with the staff there, the last time being at last year's open day. H. Nick, Alan, Sydney, Cook Street Village needs Dix's help. A few days ago, I received notice that the Cook Street Medical Clinic will, once and for all, close permanently on March 15. I have been able to access a physician the last number of years, albeit scheduled weeks in advance and only on a specific day, yet thankfully would be able to ultimately see my doctor. The erosion of medical care in Cook Street Village is extremely disheartening. Many sincere thanks to the staff and physicians who ran a very efficient clinic, although limited, over the course of many years. Health Minister Adrian Dix, where are you in regards to this extremely disappointing development in our village? Why did it have to happen? Now what? John Van den Hovel, Cook Street Village, Victoria, Yates Parkade could be given new life. Rather than redeveloping Victoria's existing conference facility, take the money and create new meeting space. The roof of the Yates Street Parkade comes to mind with its exceptional view. It has plenty of parking and it's already owned by the city. It's empty in the evenings and on weekends and it could use a major facelift. Envision a large meeting space with a big outdoor terrace, commercial kitchen, new elevators and lots of new lighting in the parkade. It could even be two levels with the conference room on the top. Money well spent. Barbara Graham, Sonich, tax is a hassle with no real benefit. Like many BC homeowners, I have received an order, yes, not a request, from the government to fill out a declaration that will show that I, as an homeowner, should not be subject to the speculation and vacancy tax. This tax is designed to turn empty homes into housing. Think about the cost of developing and administering this program, and the cost to each and all of us to spend the time to fill out this form in writing, or on the internet. Many people will have problems with it and some will have to pay somebody to do it for them. Add to that the cost of the property owners who will be subject to this new tax, or now will have difficult decisions to make, which may include having to sell the property at below market value. Will any of this create new affordable housing? Not likely, and certainly not below market, housing for the many who need it. Add to this the cost of employing all these new government employees you will be dealing with. Vince DeVries, Ladysmith, grocery vouchers would help those in need. With all of the grant opportunities, Chambers of Commerce in Victoria and West Shore, places like Victoria Foundation and Goldstream Food Bank and Mustard Seed, I would like to see these agencies work with the big food stores to offer economic-challenged grocery-only vouchers at the grocery customer service desks. With challenges of getting around without a vehicle, maybe scenarios of single moms in tow with kids on a bus, adding groceries, this idea and partnership could streamline getting the food in need to those that need it. I would not include booze or smokes in this, but food. Capacity is always the challenge, and places like the Goldstream Food Bank or Mustard Seed are volunteer-based, so this model where vouchers can be offered directly, and partner-funded through one of these groups, or all, may make the world of difference, from a sandwich to household groceries. Then we do not have to discern what police ignore as a charge of theft, oversupplying to those in need. Derek Sanderson, Victoria, blame government for all these woes. Let's see, our government set immigration targets knowing that would increase housing prices and are now throwing dollars around to be our salvation from rising housing prices. Our government has imposed a carbon tax that is applied umpteen times on food from farm to table and are blaming the grocery industry for high grocery prices. Our government is spending money like there is no tomorrow, a $40 billion deficit, fueling inflation, and then they ride in on a white horse to save us from inflation. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool us all again and again, shame on Canada. Scott Clark, View Royal, send us your letters. Email: letters@timescolonist.com. Mail: letters to the editor, Times Colonist, 201-655 Tyee Road, Victoria, BCV9A6X5. Aim for no more than 250 words, subject to editing for length and clarity.